for us, things going up and staying up aren't quite as impossible as they would have seemed when the Bible was written. Talk about returning to the moon is reawakening many people's interest in space travel. Then again, we may enjoy stories that include that kind of thing. Case of Mary Poppins just at the very end of the film. Or, of course, one of the Disney Pixar movies as a central part of the whole plot. Our Bible reading, though, didn't have any mention of rocket fuel or umbrellas or balloons. But what was being described was nonetheless extraordinary. The risen Jesus had been teaching his followers many things to prepare for his departure. Do not leave Jerusalem, he said, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, he explained, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. After he said these things, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. His disciples were still looking up at where he had left them, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them, speaking about how Jesus would one day in the future return to earth. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. I'm going to suggest, though, that we find out quite a bit more about what was happening when Jesus ascended into heaven from what's recorded as taking place a few days earlier. On that occasion, Jesus had told his followers to gather at a particular mountain in Galilee. And when they again saw him, they had worshipped him. Although some still hadn't grasped what was happening and doubted it could really be Jesus. Jesus then spoke some important words to them. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, he began. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. We'll come on to all that Jesus was telling his disciples to do shortly, but it's worth spending some time on the words he began with on that day. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. The resurrection of our Lord has proclaimed that Jesus has all authority in heaven, first of all. A little while later, when we affirm our faith together, as in many of our services, we're going to include words that say that Jesus ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. When we talk today about a person being someone's right-hand man, it means they are their most important assistant. And Christians believe that Jesus fills that role in relation to God the Father. He is the one who has been given charge of heaven. And then of planet Earth as well. You might think that Jesus leaving our world and ascending into heaven was him saying, I'm out of here, too complicated a place for me to be. But Jesus' words here suggest the very opposite. Indeed, we later learn he will never completely leave his followers. By sending his Holy Spirit, he's able to promise, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. They and us will need that help, as the command is now given to seek to make disciples of all nations. To let people know that Jesus is in charge, that he is the one who has all authority and who expects their allegiance. That willingness to accept Jesus as Lord will be shown, first of all, in people from every nation and race and tribe and people being baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. But that's only the start. Jesus' followers will then need to be very involved, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. Jesus doesn't just want people to take the name of being a Christian. As Lord of heaven and earth, the one to whom authority has been given, he expects people to obey what he taught. For now, we cannot see Jesus with our eyes, but we can read his words preserved for us in the Gospels. So the challenge for us is, first of all, to be living ourselves as obedient disciples of Jesus, and then to see what part we can play in letting others know about him. Whether that be those we see regularly anyway, or who join us in the church's mission activities. For some, as life moves us to other places, that might bring new opportunities to share our faith. Others might even sense a call to go into new situations and locations, specifically to spread the good news of Jesus to others. For the risen Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth, and he invites all people everywhere to become his disciples. Amen.